Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Brief. Fannie Willis, who was supposed to be the Georgia prosecutor who finally managed to get a conviction of Donald Trump in state court, she's not going to be on that case much longer. In fact, by the time you listen to this, she might have already been removed. I'm speaking to you Friday morning after deep diving into all of this over the weekend. And here's the thing. If the people who were going after Trump were ethical, they wouldn't be going after Trump in the way they are in the first place, would they? Whether we're talking about Fannie Willis or Jack Smith or Alvin Bragg, go down the list. There's something in common here, isn't there? These individuals are all crazy partisans. And so everything that they're doing here is effectively a mission from the Democrat Party. In fact, there's plenty of reporting already that whether it's Fannie or Jack or Alvin, they've all been to different parts of the White House. They've all been to visit the Biden or different individuals in the White House have talked to them. They've had conversations. Why is that going on? Interesting, isn't it? Now, I'm going to tell you, there's a very real chance here that not only is Fannie Willis removed from the case, I think she's likely to be disbarred. I do not think they will criminally prosecute her. Should they? Yes. Will they? I don't think so, because I think that the system will say, oh, well, she is a prominent black female member, officer of the court, and she suffered enough. And she's been humiliated in all this. But understand, she didn't just want to lock up Donald Trump. She wanted to lock up 19 people, I think. 18 plus Trump or 19 plus Trump, a whole bunch of folks. Now, she allowed some of them to already plead out of this ridiculous racketeering charge. The whole thing is an absolute abuse of the law. But this is somebody who was threatening to throw people in prison for nothing. She should suffer the full consequences under the law of her corrupt action. And this is one of the big problems that Republicans continuously face. This is one of the major challenges here. We don't play as nasty and as dirty as the other side, even when they deserve it. And we don't make them suffer the consequences of their actions in a way that sends a message for the next time around. Right? You say, oh, okay, I don't want to go too far. I don't want to cause problems here, so I'm just going to let it go. They've suffered enough. No, the people who are bringing these politicized prosecutions against Donald Trump, they should all lose their law licenses. They should lose their jobs. And those who have broken laws in the process should go to prison. You know, they should have to suffer the consequences of this. Anybody who's been paying attention to the Fani Willis saga, it's the testimony that she gave was fascinating, but also very frightening in a sense, because you watch this woman when she was up there recently, and then also Nathan Wade, her lover, that was hired for $600,000 to help with the case against Donald Trump. You watch and you think to yourself, this woman was making decisions about whether people should go to prison or not. This woman was bringing prosecutions that were destroying careers and lives. That doesn't make me feel very good about what's going on in Fulton County, Georgia. Atlanta area, right? That's not good. That's not encouraging for those of us who wonder how is the judicial system and the prosecutorial system, prosecutorial component of it, how's it doing these days? The answer is not well. And what we have here is, yeah, the Fani Willis thing, she's lying. She clearly hired her lover. She wasn't honest. They keep playing these games. Well, what's a relationship? Or she wasn't honest about when any of this was started. And now there's the text messages that have been released in court. There's clearly a cover-up going on. I mean, it's a mess. It's a mess, right? If it wasn't a mess, it would already be over. They would have already been able to put this to rest. And as I said, I'm making a prediction right now that the judge, because as I said, it's Friday morning as I'm doing this podcast, I'm making a prediction that the judge will remove her from the case. Has to remove her from the case. And then that takes us to a place where, well, what happens to this case overall? I know they're going to argue and they're going to try to continue this situation, but I don't think that that's going to work very well. And I want to get into why and also some of the other legal cases happening right now. And I'll just give you this thought. It looks to me like the multi-pronged legal ambush of Donald Trump is such a spectacular failure that it may almost on its own propel him to be the next president of the United States. And what could be a bigger failure than that? Not only will they fail to imprison him or even convict him, he will end up being president again. That is how it looks today. I don't know what the future holds, but it certainly seems like it is moving in that direction. But let's talk about gold for a moment, because things can change the economy really fast, and you want to prepare before you need to prepare, if you know what I mean, before you recognize, oh my gosh, I got to make a move. That's why the Oxford Gold Group is something you need to check out, because you want to have real gold and silver nowadays. I mean, we barely carry cash, right? Think about this. How much of your money is numbers on the screen of a computer? Probably all of it these days, right? Maybe you keep a couple $100 at home in cash. Having some gold on hand just makes sense. It diversifies your holdings. Gold increases in value historically over time. If you look at a long time frame, look at the last 40 years. Is gold worth more today or less than it was 40 years ago? It's worth a lot more. So take a look at what they do for you over at the Oxford Gold Group. Also with inflation and the money printing going on, you just want to have some gold on hand. Talking about diversifying, I'm not saying go all in on gold. No. You want to do something that's smart for you, smart for your portfolio. And that's why the Oxford Gold Group has experts you can talk to say, look, this is what I'm looking to spend. They want long-term customers. They want people that are buying gold from them this year, next year, over the next 5 years, over the next 10 years. So they're going to help you get something that's comfortable, makes sense for you, because that kind of diversification in precious metals just makes sense. OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. Go to OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. Request an info kit today. Make a purchase of precious metals. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. That's OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. Now, I was talking to you about where all these other legal cases are going. The Florida case, Trump has requested that the Florida case begin, I think, in August, meaning the Mar-a-Lago documents case. And this is very interesting to me, because what this means is Trump is trying to box out the J6 case, because you can't run two trials at the same time, because he has to be in person for the criminal trial every single day. There's no way around that. And so he's thinking Judge Cannon, unlike Judge Chutkin, is not some crazy anti-Trump partisan. Judge Cannon will at least be fair in terms of process to him. And beyond that, I think he thinks that Judge Cannon will allow him the full scope of all of his different challenges. There's classified documents at issue. So if she gives him just normal judicial process, he'll easily be able to run out the clock. Whereas with Judge Chutkin in the J6 case in D.C., she'll say, no, 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 denied, denied, denied. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Get it before a jury. Get that conviction. She's basically a prosecutor in judicial robes. That's how Judge Chutkin in D.C. on the January 6th case is operating, has been operating up to this point. Same thing with the D.C. Court of Appeals. So what you have now is Trump recognizing, okay, why don't, and this is the Trump legal team, they've already requested this, why don't we try to get the documents case to start? We'll say, okay, if it starts in August, oh, but wait, what about DOJ guidelines that say you can't have the case then? Well, that's not really Trump's fault, is it? And if he's going to have a fair defense, he needs the time to prepare. And if the time to prepare means the trial has to start in August, well, then really the trial should start after the election for Mar-a-Lago. But we'll see. We'll see how this all goes. Will the DOJ bring these charges? Will they allow this to continue as it is? My sense right now is that they're going to shut down the Atlanta case, which I moved from, is going to be on hiatus for a little bit, because when your lead prosecutor has such a spectacular, catastrophic fall from grace in public, where she shows herself to be just incompetent, dishonest, corrupt, very hard to put that forward and have the public view this as any kind of a judicial proceeding worthy of the name. So I think that Atlanta's probably fallen apart. Then we get to the J6 trial. You know what? I'll give you my J6 sense here in just a second. Look, this comes at a really important time. Patriot Defender, I've partnered with Patriot Defender. I am a Patriot Defender member. Here's what they do. They provide you with a no-cost legal defense so that if you find yourself attacked for your constitutional rights, so whether we're talking about defending yourself with the Second Amendment, your free speech rights at a town hall meeting or at a school board meeting, if you suffer consequences from people attacking you for constitutionally protected rights, Patriot Defender can provide you with a no-cost legal defense. So if your business, your income, or your reputation are harmed due to the weaponization of government for ideological reasons, basically, if the wokeness comes for you, you have a no-cost defense option from Patriot Defender if you're a member. Membership costs very little, very easy to get set up. I am one, and I'm a partner in Patriot Defender because I really believe in what they're doing. I think people need to have this, especially if you want to be more active in your community, you want to be speaking out, you want to be doing things to help save this country, you want to have Patriot Defender. The website is patriotdefender.com. Very easy. Patriotdefender.com. The only membership that goes beyond just concealed carry weapon defense. It'll cover what others won't to protect you, your family, and your livelihood. It treats your constitutional rights as sacred, which they are. PatriotDefender.com. Again, go to PatriotDefender.com. Now, where do I think this is all heading with the J6 trial? I think the Supreme Court, which we know now, is going to be holding arguments, oral arguments, in April on this. It's fascinating, isn't it? They're doing what Jack Smith says, hey, expedite this, let's go. They say, okay, Jack Smith, we'll expedite it. And then the left complains about it. Because unless the Supreme Court is basically part of the Democrat apparatus that is hell-bent on locking Trump up, it's unacceptable to them. It is unacceptable to them, right? And so that then means they'll complain at every step of the way, even though they're the ones who have been abusing process for political reasons. They're the ones who are saying it has to go faster, 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 because the public has a speedy right to a trial. The defendant, first and foremost, has the right to a fair defense and a speedy trial as the defendant wants one. But it doesn't mean, you know, the public doesn't have a right to give you a speedy trial that lasts 2 days if it's going to take a lot more than that to go through the process, right? So it has to be fair process. You have to have your due process rights respected in the judicial proceedings. And that means it can't all be done. Oh, you know, your lawyers have 1 day to get back on, you know, 100,000 different documents. I mean, obviously there are ways it could be abused, right? They are abusing the process against Trump and then complaining when anyone steps in and says, enough is enough. So that's where things stand right now. I think they're going to have the oral arguments in April. They've already said that. I think the decision comes down from the Supreme Court. It will hold that Donald Trump does not have total immunity, and the Supreme Court will then have structured what immunity for a president means. And I think it'll be something along the lines of within the scope of established presidential authority and duties. So you can't say, oh, I just killed my secretary with a paperweight in the Oval Office as the president. I'm the president, so that's legal. Right? You can't have that. But you can say if the president orders an airstrike on foreign territory because he thinks that there's a national security threat to the United States, you can't lock him up for that, right? Stuff like that. Or you can't lock him up for saying, I think the election had problems. My lawyers are going to be bringing challenges in court. You can't lock him up for that because that's within the scope of presidential authority. But he doesn't have total authority, and so I think, or rather total immunity. And so I think that it will go back down and they'll say, all right, now you know what presidential immunity exists and does not exist. He does not have total immunity. So the trial will be able to proceed. And I think that they're going to then try to get the J6 trial going in probably August. Now, maybe it's boxed out by the Florida trial already, in which case, too bad for them. Maybe they just can't get it in time. Maybe the DOJ realizes that setting that trial in that kind of a time frame would be a problem because that's what the DOJ guidelines say. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see how that all shakes out. But I'm feeling better about Trump's prospects to beat Joe Biden than I have all year right now, to be honest with you. I think Trump is going to win this election. And what I've talked to you about today is a big part of why I think he's going to win this election. You know, a lot of people are talking about Belize these days. Belize is a great country. I was just talking to friends about it yesterday. Fun place to visit. Easy Caribbean destination. Easy flights from Chicago, Minneapolis, Houston, L.A., Miami, Atlanta. And there's white sandy beaches to greet you, rainforest to explore. It's a country that's safe to visit and a great place to relax. Float through caves down a jungle river. Climb an ancient Mayan ruin. Swim with nurse sharks and rays, snorkel, scuba dive, amazing stuff. Some of the best diving, actually, I think you'll get anywhere in the world is in Belize. Belize is fun for so many reasons. Go to BelizeIsFun.com to get the guide. Again, that's BelizeIsFun.com, BelizeIsFun.com. Thanks for hanging here, team. We're going to put out more videos. So if you're not already a subscriber on the YouTube, please go to Buck Brief on YouTube. Check out the Buck Brief, and I will talk to you more on Monday. Shields high. Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.